Welcome to the Team Napolitano podcast, where home is where the heart is. Here's your host, licensed realtor Anne Marie Napolitano.
Dive into the world of homeownership with an upcoming interview featuring a top Keller Williams St. Lucie licensed realtor. Join us as we navigate through the advantages and potential drawbacks of living in a HOA managed community. Welcome back, everyone. This is Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the show with licensed realtor Anne Marie Napolitano. Anne Marie, how you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Garfield.
Hey, so Anne Marie, what are the pros and cons of HOAs?
That's a great question. And one of the things about HOAs, many of our buyers are not even used to HOAs because if they're coming from up north, there are not a lot of HOA communities like the ones in Florida. It's very common to live in an HOA community in this area. And the big benefit is that usually people maintain their homes, and they have to maintain their homes. Otherwise, the HOA is going to come after you to clean your roof or pressure clean your driveway or even paint your house. It's definitely a benefit to keeping the value of your home up. One of the other things I think is very important is most of them have some kind of security. So whether you live in a homeowners association or not, you can't always 100% count on that, but I think it's more secure living in an HOA community.
Okay. What are some of the cons against it?
Well, some people don't like to be regulated as much. You know, some people want to cut their own lawn. Some people want their own cable company. So a lot of those are mandated by the association. And of course, you have to have an application to get approved in an association. But or if you have a boat, you can't bring your boat in the HOA communities usually. Depends on what kind of community. But those are the kind of things that people don't want in HOA. I happen to live in an HOA, and I think it's very valuable.
Yeah, but some of them also have the bells and whistles, like, PGA Village, you know what I mean? It's almost like a resort. You're on vacation, right, with the clubhouses and the pools. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, and actually that's one of the things I love and I do live in PGA, but like PGA Verano as well. The clubhouses and the activities, that's a huge opportunity for people to have a lifestyle. And that's one of the things that people are buying into now, especially after COVID. They're looking for a lifestyle. And with the community activities, it's an ongoing round-the-clock thing. You could do as much or as little as you want. And the activities are definitely a draw, from pickleball to painting, you know. And one of the things they do is shows and events, and it's a lot of fun.
So what's the verdict? HOA or non-HOA?
Personally, for me, I love an HOA. But for people that don't like to be rules and regulations, there's plenty of homes without them. So it's good for both people. You know, both ways. It depends on what you like.
Good. Love it. Anne Marie, you're knocking out the box again. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Fabulous. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Team Napolitano podcast, where home is where the heart is. Thinking about buying or selling a home? Go to annemarienapolitano.kw.com or call 954-675-2804. That's 954-675-2804.